Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you today by Social Joey, Franchise Soft, and Franchise Dictionary Magazine. Hello, geeks. It's late September. We really should be back at school. So we're going back to school with the IFA, with our quarterly IFA update. And here to bring us up to speed on what's shaking in the world of franchising is our good friend Beth Daly, Vice President of Marketing at the International Franchise Association. Beth, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jack. Always good to be on your show.
Thanks for joining again. We spoke with you last, I think it was in June or maybe even May of this year. It seems like that's been a long, long time ago. So much has happened in franchising and so much in business. So what are you hearing these days from execs in franchising? How's business?
Well, the good news is, from everything we're hearing, business is very, very strong. I mean, you know, the recently passed tax cuts have been very positive for the franchising industry. They've saved the industry an estimated $8 to $9 billion. So people are really excited about that. And just overall, business is good. I would say in marketing, hearing the same kind of things, you know, that we're always hearing, and that is how to create a great customer experience. But there's so much that's out there, so much is evolving continuously, especially when it comes to technology, that folks just can't seem to keep up, and they want to make sure that they're not missing out on anything, so to speak.
Yeah, the fact that franchisors and the marketers within those franchise brands are talking about creating great customer experiences really makes me smile, because that's the type of thing, I don't know if we were hearing that, you know, several years ago, and now it seems like everybody has their arms around the customer experience, and maybe it is because there's so much competition and you know, that kind of thing. So I love hearing that. I'll tell you one thing I heard. I'd love to get your take on this. And it's kind of a good problem to have in this growing franchise economy. When we were at the Franchise Action Network meetings in DC a couple of weeks ago, so many people I spoke with said that their biggest challenge right now is staffing, you know, finding enough people to work not only in the corporate brand, but at all of the, you know, restaurant locations and other locations. And I thought that's an amazing, awesome problem to have.
Exactly. I mean, just as you said, definitely at the corporate level, but I think especially at the operator level, just really finding talent has become a huge challenge. And again, you're absolutely right. That's a good problem to have, I think. And I think that kind of speaks to the overall economy and how things are working in franchising right now.
Yeah, let's do what we can to keep it going. And I think a couple of events coming up that you and I wanted to chat about today are definitely geared toward keeping everything running smooth and going forward. So in a few minutes, I really want to get into the big event that you and I have been working on with the Marketing Innovation and Technology Conference. But first, you had a fantastic announcement this week about the IFA convention in 2019.
Yes, absolutely. We are pleased to announce that we have our first day keynote speaker, and it is, as he's known, Gary Vee. So if you know anything about branding, social media, entrepreneurship, you've probably heard his name. And I'm going to ask you how you actually pronounce his name in full, and I'll tell you how I pronounce it, and maybe one of us is right.
I usually say Vaynerchuk, but I also...
That's okay.
I think 99% of the time I just say Gary Vee, and I'm
Gary Vee, yeah.
That's why he goes by Gary Vee, because...
Exactly.
Because everybody looked at that name and said, Vee? But, you know, he's one of those guys that... he doesn't need a last name. He needs a last letter.
Nope.
Everybody knows
exactly.
Who he is.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, so we announced, and I know I had kind of given you a little heads up that it was probably going to happen. I know how excited you were.
Yeah.
We kind of released it on social just last Friday, and the feedback has been tremendous. I've actually never seen so much excitement around a speaker as we've seen around him. I mean, he has a fan base for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to tell you, I'm sitting here smiling, thinking of him speaking in February. The dates, by the way, February 24th through the 27th at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, 2019, that is. I'm smiling, thinking of him speaking with us, A, because I love hearing him speak. And if anybody is not familiar with Gary Vee, just you know, go to whatever device is closest to you, and it'll take you about 2 seconds to find a lot of content by Gary Vee. Does a lot of videos. It's all over YouTube and everywhere else. So just do a search for Gary Vee and start watching some really fun stuff. So I'm thrilled about hearing him in person, but I got to tell you, I am so, and I don't know how to describe this other than I'm proud of the IFA for bringing in such a great speaker. Not that the recent speakers weren't wonderful, but I think just having somebody who's so dynamic and somebody who's so, you know, of the moment really means that IFA is paying attention and they're listening to what the members are saying. They're listening to what the business community is saying. And the fact that somebody whose whole gig is built on social media is you know sort of the main event at IFA this year, that just makes me so happy. So kudos to you and your team for securing Gary Vee. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I think that he's going to shake things up a bit, and I really can't wait to see what he has to say to the franchising community. I just think it's going to be such an exciting, you know, presentation, and just I can't wait to see what he has to say.
Yeah, yeah, and he will shake it up a little bit too. I want to warn all of our listeners who may be of a more conservative ilk. Be prepared because he's going to rattle our chains a little bit, but that's what he does. You know, he's a disruptor.
Yes.
He's going to set us straight. And I was saying to a friend a couple of days ago that I'm sure 70 years ago or, you know, something like that, I'm sure Dale Carnegie walked into some business association and shook things up too. And I really do think Gary Vee is like the Dale Carnegie of this generation.
Yes. And it's almost, you know, you got to listen. What is he actually saying? If you cut through it all, I think that's really what's going to come across.
Yeah. Yeah.
The best. Yeah.
So
oh, again, yes, I know I would have to give my mom a set of earmuffs around him, but that's okay.
I would, you know, I would just say, Mom, listen up, this is going to be good for you. So
exactly, exactly.
So we look forward to seeing him in February at the Mandalay Bay at the 2019 IFA annual convention. All right, but coming up before then it is
October,
exactly 1 month from today.
Oh my goodness.
We're ready, aren't we? Are we ready?
We are absolutely ready, yes.
So this is the 2018 Franchise Marketing Innovation Technology Conference happening the 17th, 18th, and 19th in Austin, Texas. Beth, tell us a bit about who we will be hearing from at this particular show.
Sure. Well, this show is really going to be for any franchising technology, strategic marketing, franchise development specialist that's out there. And it really is the merging of marketing and technology. And right at the centerpiece of that is innovation. And I can tell you, we have got so many terrific topics and those that are just in the news all the time right now. I will tell you what my favorite one I think is going to be, because it's something that I've been reading up on and I still am not quite grasping it. And that is the subject of blockchain.
Yeah.
We've got somebody coming in from IBM to kind of show the franchising community how franchising brands are using blockchain currently. And it's just something I am having a hard time grasping in all honesty.
Yeah.
We've got that. We have the head of voice technology coming in from Amazon along with somebody from TGI Fridays. They're going to talk about how they're using AI currently. And I think that is a huge area of growth and opportunity for franchise brands.
Yes.
Somebody from Facebook is coming in to really give a presentation about how to maximize your local presence. Really, the list goes on and on. There is so much good content coming out of this conference.
Yeah, I agree. I was very pleased to see that we had, you know, so many of the big guys, Facebook, Amazon, IBM will be in the house, sharing ideas with people in the franchise community. It's been a while since we've had some of the big tech companies really join us at one of these franchise marketing events. So welcome back, Facebook. And I don't think we've ever had Amazon before. So
right. Correct. Yeah, no, I'm really excited about that. And obviously we have, you know, just looking at marketing, we've got a whole panel that you're working on right now on legacy brands. And yeah. I think that there's something to be said about that. I mean, again, keeping up with the customer experience, how do you continue to evolve and how do you continue to stay relevant? And so looking at those organizations that have been there, done that, I think is really important.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting idea. Our friend Larissa came up with that idea of a panel of legacy brands and how do you rebrand or relaunch a brand or keep a brand relevant over a few decades, because I think at a lot of marketing conferences I go to, people get very they kind of fall in love with the underdog, right? And the startups and the scrappy startups.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's like, yeah, but there's a lot of really cool brands, especially in franchising and in restaurants and things like that, that have been around for 40, 50, 60 years. And that's hard to keep innovating when you're known as, you know, the old pizza delivery place or, you know, the old burger joint,
yep,
or something like that. And it's like, and these brands that are still doing well after that many decades, somebody has done something right. So we're going to get a good branding lesson there. And we've got a few other good marketing panels that we'll be talking about, including some franchise development marketing. I know that hasn't always been,
yes,
sort of, you know, front and center when it comes to digital marketing and social media and that kind of thing. But there's a lot of brands who are doing really well with growing the brand, expanding the number of locations and so forth using social media. So we'll be diving into their stories as well. And then we've got Mr. Nick Westergaard as our keynote speaker. He's from Brand Driven Digital. And will he be speaking on the first day or is that the second day? I can't remember what
he is speaking on the first day. And I think what the audience is going to love about him, not just the content. I mean, he's going to kind of be leading us through what's new, what's coming down the pike. But, you know, here's what I find unique about him is that he also has a background in improv. So he's quite entertaining as well, which is always good. Yeah. So I think he's going to be really exciting to see.
Excellent. So everything kicks off on Wednesday, the 17th of October.
17th.
Kicking off just in time for happy hour, which is going to be a place Maggie Mae's, which is right down 6th Street. If you know Austin, Texas, just go to 6th Street and you'll find it. So we will see everybody there on the 17th. We're going to come back in just a second with some information on where people can register for all of these fine events. But real quick, one message, actually two messages. Today's episode is brought to you by FranchiseSoft, your all-in-one franchise management software complete with a franchise development CRM and virtual brochure. You can find out more at FranchiseSoft.com. FranchiseSoft will be joining us at the Marketing Innovation and Technology Conference in Austin. Franchise Soft, nothing hard about it. Also brought to you today by Franchise Dictionary Magazine. The September issue is out now, focusing on food franchises. The world is getting fresh and healthy, and you can check out these great franchises now at FranchiseDictionaryMagazine.com. Okay, Beth Daly of the IFA, tell us where we can go register for these fine events?
Well, I can make this very easy. You can go to www.franchise.org. So it's franchise.org. And you can find links out on our homepage to both of those events and more. I know we didn't talk about it, but we also have a great emerging franchisor conference coming up in a month, or I'm sorry, in 2 months as well. That is perfect if you're an emerging brand looking to scale and grow. So you can find all of the different events there. But we especially are looking forward to in 1 month, as you said, our Marketing Innovation and Technology Conference.
Yeah, awesome. So check it out at franchise.org. And Beth, we will see you very soon in Austin, Texas.
Absolutely. I'll cheers you with the first beer, Jack.
That's a deal. You got it. Thanks so much for joining us today on Social Geek Radio, and we will talk to you very soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you and good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. Copyright 2018 Social Geek Radio.